This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Every organ in our body is created to carry a certain task. And the perfection of each organ is reached when it applies the task that is specified to it. This hand is created to grasp. When it stops grasping, that means something is wrong with it. These eyes are created to see, for vision. When they cannot see anymore, something is wrong with them. Similarly, this heart is created and it has a task. If it does not fulfill it, there's something wrong with it. What is the task? This task is to love and yearn to be in the company of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be in the company of His Creator, to love what Allah loves, to work in everything that pleases Him. This is the task of the heart. And if the heart is not fulfilling that task, then you will notice that there is something wrong. That is the heart that is in dire need of attention, of a lot of attention. It's just like if your eyes stop seeing, you run to the doctor. When your hands stop moving, it becomes immobile, you go to the doctor. Similarly, when your heart starts, you sit down in these kind of gatherings and you hear all this beautiful stuff from me and other shuyukh, and nothing changes. Check your heart. Check your heart. When the verses of Allah are being recited, and Allah Azza wa Jal said that these ayat, if they are recited on mountains, the mountains will shake and nothing is happening to me. Check your heart. When you see the guy next to you in the salat is weeping and you're trying to squeeze a tear, check your heart. Something's wrong. Why is it important to check the healthiness of the heart and to see if the heart is saleem or not? First, in order to praise Allah Azza wa Jal that He gave me this heart. Second, in order to increase, there are six signs of a qalb saleem. There are six signs of a sound heart. Why should I know them? Number one, to thank Allah for them. Number two, if I know that I have one of them, to maintain it and increase it. So lend me your hearts, not only your ears. We're going to mention six signs that as I'm discussing, you are saying one, check. Two, needs work. Three, whatever. Every one of us know themselves. Okay, Bismillah. First, the first sign that you have or anyone have a sound heart is that this heart is away from the dunya and residing in the akhirah. This heart's main concern is the akhirah. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said something beautiful. I'll read the translation. He said, the world is going backward and hereafter is coming forward, right? Everyone who dies, khalas, his world ended and in front of him is the akhirah, right? And each one of them has its own people. The akhirah has its people, the hereafter has its people, and this life has its people. So you should be of the people of the Akhirah and do not be of the people of this dunya. Because today, it's action without accountability. And tomorrow is accountability, no more action. What does it mean that this heart is attached to the Akhirah? What does that mean? It's a beautiful term, but what does it mean? This heart, the owner of this heart, listen carefully, please. Whenever he wants to take any action, any decision, is it pleasing to Allah? Bismillah. And if it's not, wallahi, if there is a $5-10 million gain, he will say no. That, if you are one of these people, that's a very important number one sign that you have a sound heart. This sound heart, literally, all that it cares about in every move, every word, is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, because of that, this heart does not feel envious to anyone. He doesn't care how big is your house and how small is my house, how much money your job pays and how much mine pays. No. All he cares about is to take from this dunya as much as he or she can before time is up. So he's looking at death and he's grabbing as much as he can. Remember the example we gave one time? They put you into the vault of the bank and they said you have 30 seconds to grab as much as you can. You will never ask for a break. You will not say, give me a break, I want some tea. No, you're going to grab left and right because this is it. Similarly, when last week we buried a 19-year-old and then we buried a 91-year-old, right? That's a message to all people in between. Get ready. Don't be fooled that, you know, I'm going to stay for a very long time. So the owner of the sound heart, he's always grabbing, looking for, yalla, I have no time, come on. Just like, you know, you're waiting, you're going to miss the plane. Yalla, come on, pack up, yalla, let's go. This is how he thinks. There's not much time. Give me this, how can I invest? I want to invest as much as I can before the angel of death comes. That does not mean that this person is abandoning the dunya. No. This person has a very good job. This person, he volunteers all the time. This person donates. This person does a lot of things. But all of them, with the mindset, they are for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the difference. And the best example was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sitting in the masjid 24/7? No. He socialized. He laughed. He joked. He cried. He prayed. He fasted. He performed jihad. He spoke with his wives. He went to the market. He did all this and he was the best of the best, the best role model. So number one is that this owner of the heart is always concerned in the Akhirah. Does this job not pleasing to Allah? Quit. Is this transaction not pleasing to Allah? Stop. Without hesitation. What if maybe everybody's doing it? No, everybody's doing it. Doesn't mean anything to me. Unfortunately, this is a very major excuse that people use. Everybody's doing it. Who said on earth that when you do or when everybody does something, it becomes halal? Who said that? As a matter of fact, if you look in the Quran, أكثرهم لا يعقلون أكثرهم لا يؤمنون. The majority is condemned in the Quran. وإن تطع أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله. In Surah Al-An'am, Sheikh was reciting it. And if you obey the majority, they will take you away from the path of Allah. And don't tell me that everybody's doing it. So number one, just because of the time, this person's heart is attached to the Akhirah. Second, the owner of this heart is always worried about his or her intention. Why did I donate? Why am I growing my beard? Why I'm coming to Fajr? Why I'm studying this major? Why did I go and I help that sister, that brother? Why? Always worried, is that amal sincerely for Allah or no? I'm just showing off. He's always worried. That's a healthy heart. The one who's, no, 100% this is sincere. It's not sincere. Just like someone say, I'm 100% not munafiq. That's the definition of a munafiq. So this person is always concerned, am I sincere in this? He's always pressing reset, refresh. Let me just make sure. You know, this, the owner of this person literally does not care who sees him do what. He doesn't care. If you knew that I donated, if you do not know that I prayed Qiyam, if you know I'm a Hafiz, I'm not a Hafiz, I don't care. Allah knows. When me and you reach to that level, wallahi, we are one step closer to be the owners of a sound heart. Always worried about sincerity. And that's right, like I told you, I will be discussing what are the a'mal of the qulub, the actions of the heart, right? And we're going to start, number one, insha'Allah ta'ala, with sincerity. With sincerity. So number two is always worried about how sincere his or her intention. Third, the owner of this heart is in constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always remembering Allah. And when we say it's constantly in dhikr, that does not mean he's constantly saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, 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 Allah. No, no. He or she are always conscious of Allah. They are always, whether it's their job, they finish, they come to the masjid, they're sitting in this halaqah, this is a gathering of dhikr. The salat is dhikr. Reading the Quran is dhikr. The tasbih and the tahmeed is dhikr. They are always in a form of dhikr. They, like I said before, we can transform every action that we do into an act of worship. Even if I go to the supermarket, if I say to myself, I'm going to the supermarket to buy the milk and the food and the groceries for my family because I am the Rabb, I am the father of this family, and that is my responsibility. The trip back and forth to the supermarket is an act of worship. If I go to school, to the university, and I register and I pick the major of medicine, and before I pick medicine, I say, Ya Allah, I am majoring in medicine so I can help humanity. And whomsoever comes to me, I cannot afford it. I promise you, Ya Allah, that I'm going to take care of them. All my 9, 10, 11 years of medicine, of education, is ibadah. Because I sat down for literally 30 seconds and purified my intention. This is a person with a qalb salim. Constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like we said the other day in our halaqa, remember Allah to the level that people will think that you are crazy. You're walking and you're moving and you're... He talks to himself. Let the people say about you that you're crazy because you're constantly remembering Allah, either with your action or with your tongue. This is third. Fourth, there's something in Arabic called wird. Waw, ra, da. Anybody knows what wird means? Wird is a certain time or a certain act of worship that I will not let the day go by without finishing it. Okay, for example, my word is to read one juzu a day. My word is to say subhanallah 500 times. My word, I have a word every day I have to do. The owner of the heart, if he misses his word, as if he lost all his wealth. His word. We have people now missing fard. Missing fard. And nothing shakes. Nothing. I remember one of our uncles back home, he put the alarm for Fajr. He put the alarm for Fajr. And he did not wake up. Or the clock, the alarm did not go off. He woke up and started crying. And he said, I'm going to stay all day till Isha in the masjid begging Allah to forgive me. Maybe it will be forgiven because I missed that Fajr. And he put the alarm. We have brothers and sisters sleeping. If I wake up, I wake up. If I don't wake up, Inna Allah ghafurur rahim. So the owner of the sound heart, he cries if he misses a sunnah. A sunnah. Forget about fard. Fifth, the owner of the sound heart is very, very stingy when it comes to time. He has no time to just sit down and vain talk. And waste of, you know, gossip. What did this guy do? What did that guy do? And did you hear about this? Nothing, no time. You know, our righteous predecessors, you know, when they used to be sitting in a halaqa like this, and of course at that time there was no, you know, there was no pens or ink and all that. When one of them, their pencil break, he used to stand up and say, who would sell his pencil in our time? $50. $50 for a pencil. Because he considers going out and sharpening the pencils and coming back, that's a lot of waste of time. They used to eat. They ask one of the Salaf, why you constantly eat the bread and you dip it in water? He said, when I dip it in water and it goes into my body, it expands, it will make me feel full. So because if I eat meat, it takes a lot of time for chewing. This, I put it melts, it saved me a lot of time. I have to go back to grabbing the hasanat. This, Instagram. Hours, Facebook. Waste of silly nonsense. The more nonsense you give, the more popular you get. Nonsense. And on the other hand, people used to, subhanallah, pay. Wallahi, they said, if time can be bought, I want to buy extra time. So the owner of this heart, very stingy when it comes to time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matan. There are two blessings that people do not appreciate. Health and free time. Number six, right? Number six, last one. The owner of this heart is very, very cautious and concerned about salat. And wallahi, if you ask me, Sheikh, where or when did you feel like you're really getting closer to Allah? I will answer you and say, when salat became the most important thing in my life. Then and only then I start feeling the beauty of Islam. Nothing, the owner of this heart, nothing, no one, nobody will stop him from the salat time. Nothing, nothing. Now we have many people, unfortunately, qaza. When I go home, I will pray them all at night before I sleep. And unfortunately, he or she thinks that they are praying. They're not praying. Allah Azza wa Jal said, I'm not talking about once in a blue moon and you had a coma and you have... No, no, no. It's a habit. I'm busy at work. So when I come home, I will do them all before I sleep. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Has been prescribed on the believers on a prescribed time. When the time for salat comes and you don't have any valid excuse and you delay it, when the time for the salat comes and you delay it for no valid excuse, what are you saying? You are saying, Ya Allah, I have no time for you right now. When I have time, I will pray. Wait. What else does it mean? If you are really worried and you heard Allah said in Surah Maryam, the ayah right after the sajda, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ. There will come a time that people will أضاعوا. He did not say they do not pray. That's a different story. That's a different topic. He did not say they don't pray. أضاعوا الصلاة. They postponed ظهر for after عصر came for no reason. They postponed مغرب till عشاء for no reason. What happened to them? فسوف يلقون غيا. They will go to a place called غيا. What is غيا, يا الله? It's a place in جهنم that the rest of جهنم ask Allah to protect it from. These people who pray, they pray. They actually pray. But they negligent. When I come back, yalla, after the meeting, when I just finish, and again, I'm not talking about exceptional. A doctor went to a surgery and it was 4 or 5 hours, he cannot leave. No, 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 that's an exception. A student went to a test and the test is 6 hours, he had to combine before he goes in. That's a different story. I'm talking about, I'm watching a basketball game. I'm sitting in the park. I can't get up. What are they going to say about me if I get up and I pray here? You see? He's worried about the people, not worried about the Creator. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Allah said the salat is very heavy, except on the people who have khushu', who have people have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, أثقل salat, the heaviest salat on the hypocrite is Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah. The heaviest salat on the hypocrite is Fajr and Isha in congregation. And Allah told us, and I will end with this, SubhanAllah. رجال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة. The real true men, not the male, the true men, nothing, nothing will make them miss the remembrance of Allah or performing the salat. The salat is the daily measurement of our iman. You want to check your iman? Check how are you in your salat. How concerned you are. You know, I'm sure many, if not all of us, wallahi, if the time comes for the next salat is getting closer, like let's say Asr is at 5 and 4:45 and I haven't prayed Dhuhr yet, the believer is like, there's a crisis is about to take place. He stops the car. He stops everything. One time we got stuck in the Midtown Tunnel in Manhattan. We're all looking at the clock. Ya Rab, let the move. Let the cars, the traffic move. We have only 10 minutes. And alhamdulillah, it moved. We boom, immediately on the street. One time on the Long Island Expressway, on the snow, on the snow. The police pulled up and said, what's wrong with these people? What are they doing? Putting their head in the snow. Something is wrong. That doesn't matter, subhanAllah, you will enjoy it because you know what you're saying? Ya Allah, you are more important to me than anything, anything, anyone. SubhanAllah. Allahumma rzuqna qalban saliman. Allahumma rzuqna qalban saliman. Ya Allah, I beg you to bless us all with a sound heart. Ya Allah, fill our home with love and mercy and tranquility. Ya Rabb, Ya Kareem, protect our children. Ya Allah, keep them steadfast on your deen. Ya Allah, make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما